for listening.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Mali, the government now says at least 53 of its soldiers and one civilian were killed in a Friday jihadist attack on the army in the north of the country. The original death toll was at least 15. Mali's communication minister says 10 survivors were found at the army post in the Manaka region. The new violence could ratchet up tensions in the capital, Bamako, where military families have argued there is inadequate protection for Mali's soldiers. The government says reinforcements have been dispatched to secure the area and hunt down the attackers. So far, no claim of responsibility. U.S. President Donald Trump indicates he is looking forward to a White House meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Given Turkey's widely condemned invasion of Kurdish territory in northern Syria, the visit figures to be controversial. No hint of that from Mr. Trump.
President Erdogan wants to come to the White House. We have a very good relationship. The ceasefire has held very nicely. We've kept the oil. We stayed back and kept the oil. Other people can patrol the border of Syria, frankly, and Turkey, let them, they've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them do the border. We don't want to do that. We want to bring our soldiers home.
Hong Kong police today used tear gas again to break up pro-democracy street demonstrations in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. This is the 22nd consecutive weekend of protests. Meanwhile, China's Basic Law Commission for Hong Kong and Macau warns that Beijing will not permit what it calls behavior that encourages separatism or endangers national security. It also claimed that foreign powers were interfering in the affairs of Hong Kong. Security forces in Iraq are on alert after Friday's massive anti-government street demonstrations in Baghdad's Tahrir Square, the largest in weeks of political unrest. The death toll over the past month is said to be 250, including five people who died Friday from